you can use the high doses of organic acids for help the animal to decrease the pH in the stomach, but also the hygiene. You can use the organic acids in order to improve the hygiene in general in the pork production, not only in the factory but in the pork production, because the good point of the organic acids is that they are able to maintain the hygiene in all the points of the pork production, not only in one specific point.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Mycotoxins were found in over 90% of feed sampled in 2025. Don't let mycotoxins impact your pig's health and performance. Visit dsm-firmenich.com/fumzyme. Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in high-quality, safe, and sustainable way. AB Vista, intelligent nutritional solutions to boost pig health and performance. Vaccinova, formulate to your needs, custom-made vaccines. Healthier pigs are good for producers, people, profits, and planet.
Hello and welcome back to the Swine It Podcast Show. My name is Daniel Linhares, and today we will be discussing organic acids and monoglycerides, two additive strategies that are increasingly relevant as production systems move away from antibiotics and zinc oxide. And so we have in the show here Dr. Pedro Medel. Pedro, you've worked extensively on this topic in Europe and some other places, so I'm excited to explore both the science and the practical side of these strategies. Before jumping into the topic, it would be great if you could quickly introduce yourself to the audience, remind about your background and what brings you here today.
Thank you very much for the introduction. My name is Pedro Medel. I'm PhD in animal nutrition. I did my PhD in piglet nutrition. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I was head of the animal nutrition department in the Alfonso X Sabio University and Veterinary School for 7 years. I was the director of a company called Imas de Agroalimentaria, in which we did a lot of different experiments in order to have the data to register a lot of additives in the European Union. And since 2017, I'm working in Novabiotics, and now I'm the responsible for the technical department.
That sounds good. And so bringing back to the topic, right, that has been keeping you busy. For many of us, organic acids were historically linked to nursery digestibility, right, which is still true today. But today, besides that, the conversation seems broader. So why are acids receiving this renewed attention?
Well, of course, the first application and the most important one is the use of the organic acids for helping the animal to decrease the pH in the stomach, especially in the nursery diets. But also, the use of organic acids has other more wide potential use, which is curious for the people who work in Europe, is that In Europe, the use of organic acids as a hygiene strategy is very, very common, is very widely used, but not in the States. And we always ask ourselves why this difference, no, between the States and Europe. Since the way of production is similar, so we don't know what is this difference. So let's try today if we can learn something about these differences.
So you mentioned hygiene, right? And can you dive a little bit more on that?
Of course, you can use the high doses of organic acids for help the animal to decrease the pH in the stomach, but also the hygiene. You can use the organic acids in order to improve the hygiene in general in the in the pork production, not only in the factory, but in the pork production. Because the good point of the organic acids is that they are able to maintain the hygiene in all the points of the pork production, not only in one specific point, for example, the heat treatment, no? Because when we are pelleting the diets, we are is another strategy to improve the hygiene, but you have some advantages to use the organic acids because you can maintain this hygiene procedure in the completely chain.
So high doses for digestibility, lower doses for hygiene. We have rules of thumb recommendation on the actual what do you mean by high and low doses?
Yeah. So if we want to decrease the pH in the stomach, we need higher doses. Let's say between five and ten kilograms per ton of one acid, or is much more common the mixture of different acids. We can see this later.
Okay.
But if we can maintain the hygiene, because this high doses is only for nursery diets, but for the rest of the diets, for the sows or for the fattening, you don't need these acids to decrease the pH because the animal itself has the ability to decrease the pH.
I see.
Because they are able. However, the organic acids are able to maintain this hygiene with much lower levels, between 1 and 3 kilograms per ton.
5 to 10 kilos.
Depending on the dose, the objectives are different, because with between 1 and 3 kilograms is not enough to decrease the pH in the stomach. But however, with this dose is enough to maintain a good hygiene in the process.
So 5 to 10 kilograms per ton for higher doses for digestibility, and 1 to 3 kilograms per ton, that lower dose for hygiene, right?
Right.
And so you expect with that antimicrobial effect, a continuous one with that, if you maintain that?
The point is that this procedure make able the possibility of maintain the hygiene in the complete process, like I said before. And why? Because the acids are maintained in the feed, and when we process the feed thermically, when we are pelleting the diet, of course we clean all the feed. However, the feed can be recontaminated. If we introduce these levels of organic acids, we can maintain the mixer much cleaner, and we avoid all the residues that are put into the mixer, one mix after one after one. So with the applying the organic acids in the mixer, you clean the mixer, but not only the mixer. You are cleaning all the transport process inside the factory, the bins, the silos, all the points in which the feed with the acids go through. Is much more cleaner when you are adding these acids. And after that, you also are maintaining clean the transport, because sometimes you are assuring that the feed is clean in your factory, but then the feed go to a truck. And in this truck, it can be very clean outside, but you don't know how clean is inside the truck itself. And later, the feed go to the bin of the farm, and again in the farm bins can appear a lot of problems, because sometimes you can have some broken bins or some problems in the roof of the bins, and some water can enter into the bin, and then you can have a lot of fermentations in the feed, and with the acids you can avoid this fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
And also you maintain clean not only the bin, but also the transport process inside the farm, and something which is very, very important also, that is the feeder. Because the feeder, sometimes the animal put some water into the feeder to mix the feed in order to have more easier feed intake. You always can have some water into the feeder, and then you can have fermentations that can produce some problems in the animals. So the strategy of using these compounds can maintain the hygiene in the complete process, not only in one moment.
So it's not only thinking about just the pig and the pig population themselves, right? It's way before, it's all the way from the mixer to the pigs and the whole chain.
Exactly. This is the point.
That makes sense. And those lower doses will do that. Can we also say that the high doses will then be good for both digestibility and this hygiene?
Yeah, absolutely. However, it can be recommended to use high doses in all the feeds, because it's not making sense to use high dose in a fattening diet or in a sow diet, because they mm-hmm. are able to acidify the stomach itself. The high doses is much more convenient for nursery diets. However, the use of these small quantities of organic acids is something which in the medium long term increase the general hygiene of the farm. This is something that is very commonly used in the integrators in Europe, especially in the south of Europe, in which we have more or less higher temperatures, and then we have some more risk. If we have some humidity or water with this temperature, the risk of fermentation is higher. And in general in Europe, but in particular in the south of Europe, is very, very common the use of this level of organic acids as hygiene additives for the pig production.
It's a good biosecurity tool, right? One more. So, but then you mentioned the pH, right? And you said that a couple of times that limitation is that the organic acid for them to work, they're pH dependent, right? The pH dependent activity and yeah. where do monoglycerides come in then? What's gonna be? How do you work those two?
Yeah, exactly. The limitation of the organic acids, once the animal eat the feed with the organic acids, is that for expressing the antibacterial capacity, these organic acids, they need low pH, because they are active when they are undissociated. So they have to be with the proton inside the anion in order to express this antibacterial capacity, because the way of action is introducing their cells inside the pathogen, and once are inside the pathogen, the pH is high, and then they split, decrease the pH inside the cell, and kill the bacteria. So they need a low pH in order to be active. And the problem, under a physiological point of view, is that once the feed left the stomach, the pH increased till 6.8, 6.9, so very close to neutral. And then the organic acids are split, they are dissociated, and the anion is absorbed, and there is no more effect of the organic acids. So they are very, very good tools till the stomach as an antibacterial barrier, but then no more once they left the stomach. For that, it's important to combine these organic acids with other substances that are not depending on the pH in order to express their antibacterial activity. And one of the possibilities that you can use in order to do that are the medium chain fatty acid monoglycerides, that they have a completely different way of action, because the antibacterial activity of these monoglycerides are more related with the interaction with the membrane. They are interacting with the membrane. They don't need to be inside the cell in order to make these holes in the bacteria cover and destroy this bacteria. Therefore, they are synergistic, because the way of action is different, but not only that, is the site of action is different. The organic acids work till the stomach, and the monoglycerides can work in the stomach, but also later. So the combination of both are able to maintain the control in the complete gastrointestinal tract. And moreover, the monoglycerides also can express other activities because they are immunomodulators, and also they can act as anti-inflammation compounds. So it's a combination of the three activities of the monoglycerides, and the place of working and the combination with the organic acids. For that, this combination between both strategy can be one of the most interesting strategies under our point of view in the post-winning period.
Oh, that sounds good. And so for somebody listening, an integrator or somebody in the feed mill listening, what should they consider before implementing the this combined strategy?
Well, there are different points that should be considered. The first one is the type of acid that you can use. The better strategy is combining different acids, because not all the acids are the same, of course. So all these mixtures, in our opinion, should be based on formic acid, because it's the cheapest and is the smallest molecule, and therefore is the one that you need less quantity. So formic acid should be the base that always should be present in any mixture. But then you can combine the formic acid with others. For example, you can combine the organic acid with formic. The formic is obviously more expensive, but you can control much better the molds. The formic acid is very good for bacteria in general, Enterobacteriaceae in particular, but in general bacteria, but not for molds, and the molds can be controlled with propionic. And other acid that should be considered is lactic acid, because lactic acid is also a very nice acid to decrease the pH. It's a normal acid in the physiology, and also helps very much to reduce the odor of the formic acid, which is very strong. And with the combination with lactic acid, the mixture are more handleable, let's say. So the first decision that an integrator should make is what is the combination of organic acids that they can use. And we recommend these different mixtures depending on the objective. You can play a little bit with the composition. The second point is if you use the product in liquid or in solid. The recommendation, if possible, is in liquid, because they are much more cheaper, easily to handle, because you can apply directly to the mixer, and you need less dose than in solid form. You can use also solid acids, and then you can use the liquid ones in a carrier, but then you are using more or less one third of silica, which is for nothing and is very expensive. Second point, you can use solid acids like citric acid, for example, but all these acids are less efficient in order to decrease the pH, and especially to decrease the ABC4, that is one of the objectives that we can achieve with this mixture of acids. The next decision that they have to take is to use pure acids or buffered acids. The buffered acids are mixtures between the pure and the salts. With this mixture, what you are trying to do is decrease the corrosivity of the mixtures, because when you are using a buffered acid, the pH decrease, but till one point, and then you can decrease more to this different point. No? So you can use a pure acid, a completely buffered or partially buffered acids. So if you use the pure one, they are more effective. You have to use less dose, but they are a little bit corrosive and they are more dangerous to handle. If you use the buffer one, you need to increase a little bit the dose. They are less effective, but they are much more safe. So depending the point in which you are adding the acids, and depending your installation, you can decide one or another. Depending the handling that you can have with the acids, and also the corrosion problems that you may have. And this is the three or four points which are very important in order to decide how to use the organic acids. And then you have to decide if put the organic acids into the mixer, which is the more common and the more, let's say, useful, but also you can put an application of organic acid in the entrance of the raw materials in order to assure that the products are not fermenting in your house. But in this case, it's recommended something that should be very, very buffered, because it's normally are introduced in the bottom of the church point. This is a very difficult point to apply. So it's better to use very, very safe products. So should be completely buffered.
Yeah, so and then what there? I mean, what we implement all of that in the feed mill, and then what can people in the barn expect, either short term, long term? What are the consequences or the benefits expected?
Okay, so the effect is impossible to predict, because probably it will be different in each company, because depends very much on the initial situation. So the poorer the hygiene, the grittier the effect. And the effect, because the effect can be very important into the factory itself, or maybe one factory can be very nice with a lot of hygiene, but then the problem can be in the trucks. In other companies, the problem can be in the farm bins or in the farm itself, because the hygiene in the farms is not good. Finally, some companies in which everything is very, very well controlled, with a lot of, you know, hygiene in every place, the effect can be less than in others. So it's very, very difficult to predict what will be the effect, because depends a lot of the actual situation. However, what I can tell you is that in general, in Europe, all the integrators that are using this strategy has been using this strategy for the last 5-10 years, and they will use this strategy for the next. Because once it's implemented, you can see that the level of hygiene in general increased, and it's like an insurance that you have. Because when you are doing the feed, you are imagining that all the rest of the cycle is good. So the trucks, the farm, the bins, the feeder, but sometimes it's not. And sometimes you have good farms and you have medium farms and you have bad farms. And with this, is something that in somehow you homogenize the results or homogenize the level of hygiene in general in all your chain. So this is something that for the integrators is very important in order to have more or less the same risk in all of the farms. And one of the tools that you can use is that one. Since you can't use other molecules like in the past, one of the alternatives to maintain the hygiene in all the process, in all the different elements of the complete integration chain, is by using these organic acids into the feed.
You expect that this should protect and control the pressure of infection of both bacteria and viruses?
No, not really. No, the viruses problem is not linked to the use of acids.
So this is more thinking about the bacterial growth.
Viruses is much more linked to the biosecurity of the farm and biosecurity of the integrator in general, but it's not linked of the use of the organic acid. So you can't decrease the virus pressure by using organic acids.
It's time for our famous three.
A worldwide leader in animal nutrition, Adiseo's portfolio of products includes nephironine, the full range of vitamins, enzymes, organic selenium, probiotics, mycotoxin management strategies, and palatability products. With such a diverse offering, Adiseo supports its customers with a broad range of expertise, tools, and services to help them maintain a competitive advantage. Adiseo, fueling predictable profits. To learn more, visit Adiseo at www.adiseo.com.
And with that, we kind of conclude the questions I have prepared, would you like to any closing thoughts or anything you want to emphasize for all these conversations we had, for a final take home for people listening?
Yeah, so the message is that probably the producer can improve the hygiene level of the integration of the system by using low levels of organic acids. The second point is that not all the organic acids and the mixture are the same, so you can design a strategy in which you can combine different organic acids and you can play with buffer or not buffer, liquid, solid in one point or another, solid, liquid. So there are several points to study, but in general are the results in the medium long term are generally good, and these results are unpredictable because it depends on the actual situation. And the third message is that in particular in piglets, in which you have to use higher dose of organic acids because it's not only the problem of hygiene but also the objective of decrease the pH of the stomach, the ideal point is to combine these organic acids with other strategies in order to have an antibacterial effect in the complete gastrointestinal tract. And this has to be done with some product that is not linked to the pH. And monoglycerides is one example of the products that can be combined with the organic acids in order to obtain this control in the complete gastrointestinal tract.
Thank you for this. I certainly learned a lot from you from this mm-hmm. conversation. Before I let you go, we do have some bonus questions here at the end. Well, first one being, in your experience, your perception, in a nutshell, right, superficially, what do you think differentiates the successful professionals out there?
Something that I like very much is the capacity of working in a team. Because today in the companies it's impossible to make the things alone, so you have to be in a group, in a team, and for working in a team you need some skills. Secondly, of course, is the professional background that the candidates have. That is something that is very, very important also. This is the two main points that I appreciate.
And the final one is, would you like to leave recommendations for resources for people listening to us, whether pig related or nutrition related or not?
The podcast that you are doing is interesting because it's long enough in order to explain better, because the podcast which are very, very short you don't have time to explain yourself. And in the podcast of 2 hours also is impossible to handle. So this kind of podcast I like very much. And like a book, the book that I more read and the source that I more read for the nutrition is FEDNA, which is an organization in Spain that is focused in animal nutrition. I'm part of the board of FEDNA. And it's very useful because there is a tables of nutrients of raw materials and there is recommendations for all the species. And it's something that I recommend for all the people that they don't know what FEDNA is. You can see the webpage in which you can see a lot of things.
Sounds good. Well, thank you again. And with that's all about we had for today. And I'll see you next time.
It was a pleasure to be with you. And nice meeting you.
Have a good one. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without a time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on more $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.